Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an effort to overturn election results in Pennsylvania. A Republican lawsuit argued that a Pennsylvania law expanding mail-in balloting was unconstitutional. Governor Tom Wolf had already certified Joe Biden's victory over President Trump when the case was filed. President Trump has signed an executive order that he says will ensure that Americans get coronavirus vaccines in the months ahead. But NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that Trump refused to acknowledge that he won't be in office after January 20th.
President Trump said he hoped a state legislature or the Supreme Court would have the courage to overturn the election results. But he said whoever is in charge will benefit from his administration's work on Operation Warp Speed.
The work that's been done is incredible, and it will be incredible for the next administration. And hopefully the next administration will be the Trump administration.
Speaking at a White House event, the president called the push to develop and distribute a vaccine a monumental national achievement. He said the Food and Drug Administration was just days away from authorizing a vaccine to be administered. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden says the pandemic has lasted so long that the nation runs the risk of becoming numb to its pain and suffering. Biden says priorities for his first 100 days in office include administering 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses, reopening most U.S. schools, and asking all Americans to wear masks in public. Biden also announced the creation of a health care team.
They'll lead the COVID-19 response across the government to accelerate testing, fix our supply chain, and distribute the vaccine. They'll work with my economic team because controlling the pandemic, delivering better health care, and reviving the economy go hand in hand.
More than 15 million U.S. cases of COVID-19 have now been confirmed, along with more than 286,000 deaths, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. British researchers have published interim results from large studies of a COVID-19 vaccine made by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the vaccine appears to be both safe and effective.
The published results are consistent with those the researchers released in a press release last month. Overall, the vaccine was 70% effective in preventing COVID for people who received two doses. But curiously, a group that received one half dose followed by one full dose seemed to be protected 90% of the time. As for safety, the researchers say there were no serious side effects. The AstraZeneca-Oxford vaccine has some advantages over the ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. It's easier to make, cheaper, and easier to distribute. The new results appear in the journal The Lancet. Joe Palca, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has dismissed a criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan also made it clear that he had no choice, since President Trump had already pardoned Flynn for lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation. The federal government's annual Arctic Report card has implications for people around the world. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that the region is closing out its second hottest year on record.
The report card summarizes climate science and ecology for the Arctic each year. In addition to the second hottest average air temperature, there was also less sea ice, warmer ocean water, and more wildfires. Jackie Richter-Menge is a climate scientist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's worked on the Arctic report card since it began 15 years ago and says the Arctic is heating up more quickly than expected.
What was a surprise to us was that increased rate of warming, that accelerated rate of warming in the Arctic, which now amounts to about 2 times the rate of warming around the globe.
A hotter Arctic affects everyone, changing weather patterns in the continental U.S. and driving sea level rise around the world. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Prominent cybersecurity firm FireEye says it's been hacked. The California-based company says the attacker stole assessment tools that could be dangerous if they end up in the wrong hands. FireEye says it's developed countermeasures to protect its customers and others. It says it believes a national government is to blame, but declined to identify the suspected culprit. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for